Today's shir is Masechta Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Aleph. We will begin by Ezra Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Kuf Mem Aleph, Amar Aleph, at the third line. It says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah. Haimer, if somebody says, Um Yolda Ishti Zachar, if my wife will have a boy, Yitl Mana, then I will give him a Mana. And indeed, says the Mishnah, Yolda Zachar, if she has a boy, Yitl Mana, he gets that 100. If he said, Nekev Masayim, if she'll have a girl, she should get Masayim. So then Natalis Masayim, then that girl will get the Masayim. Ask the Gemara, the Memra, does the Mishnah seem to indicate the Bas Adifalemi Ben, that daughters are preferable over sons? Because here we're seeing that he wants to give his daughter more than he gives his son. But ask the Gemara, V'hamar Rav Yochanan, B'shem Rav Shim Ben Yechai, Kol She'erim Menich Ben Liyarshai, if somebody doesn't leave over a son to be his Yairish, Kol She'erim Menich Ben Liyarshai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malal Av Evra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets upset at him. And the Rishonim point out that the Gemara specifically uses the word Evra, because as we discussed so extensively earlier in our Masechta, that when somebody has only girls and they are his Yarshim, what happens is the Nachla, the Yerusha, travels from the sons it goes to the daughters and the daughters, it goes to their husbands and their sons. And that means Havara, the Yerusha travels away from this family. Shinemar, as the Pasuk says, Avartamus Nachla Salabitoi, and ein avara ella evra. When the Torah says the word havara, it means that it represents that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is upset, because as the Rishonim point out, if all the Torah wanted to teach us was that the Yerusha goes to somebody else, it should have said v'nesatam shenemra. And where do we see that the word evra means anger? Yom evra yomahu. So obviously, many Rishonim ask the question: if somebody doesn't have any sons, it's not his fault. And why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu get upset at him? And in fact, because of that, the Yad Ramah explains what the Gemara is referring to is a person who didn't try. If a person did what he could, and then he doesn't have any sons, nobody can be angry at him. We're speaking about that he didn't try. Another explanation that I saw Rabbi Chanan explains is the fact that he didn't have any sons, there are no coincidences. And if he didn't have any sons, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want him to have any sons. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu not want to have any sons? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to punish him. The Rif on the Yaakov explains that we're referring here to someone who had sons and they passed away. And if they passed away, it must be because he did Aveira. The Vidaba Moshe, however, has a whole different approach to this Gemara. And he says that what it means here is that if somebody, Rachman Tzlan, didn't have children, or didn't have sons, and he had the opportunity to adopt boys, or do something to raise boys, and he didn't, that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu gets upset. You didn't have sons, it's not your control. But why didn't you do anything to help that you should have sons? There's an interesting question that the Chazon Nochum discusses, where somebody passed away without any sons, and he left daughters. And he left two daughters, and the two daughters, one daughter wants to hire someone and pay to have him say Kaddish on behalf of this person who passed away. And the other daughter says, well, we're daughters and we don't have this responsibility to say Kaddish. And therefore, I don't have to take money from the Yerusha that I received to pay for the Kaddish. And they're going back and forth. And he says that the halacha is that the sister cannot force her sister to make her pay money for a Kaddish that she doesn't want to pay for. On the other hand, we learned earlier in the Masechta that Chazal were most concerned about a Yerusha being transferred from somebody who deserves it to somebody who doesn't deserve it, that that's not appropriate behavior. But I saw that Paiskim suggest that if somebody only left daughters, of course, as we're learning and we'll continue to learn, the daughters are his Yarshim. But as much as the daughters are his Yarshim, if our Gemara just taught us that there are issues in such a situation, so since there are issues in such a situation, here it's appropriate that he should leave in his tzava, he should leave in his will, money for tzedakah. Because if the Gemara here says that not having boys, not leaving sons, represents something that we have to be concerned about, the way it could be resolved is by giving tzedakah. So even though the money, not all the money will be given to those who deserve the money, the Yarshim, here there's a reason to do so. So says the Gemara. So now we're back to our question. Here it seems having boys is far preferable. And here it seems in our Mishnah that it's not that way. Answers the Gemara. Lin Yerusha, as far as Yerusha is concerned, ben Adif, it's preferable. Because the name, a person's name is continued by his son. And since he's considered, so he continues the name. And therefore, sons are preferable as far as Yerusha. Le'inyan havach, when it comes to supporting children, bita adifalei. It's much more difficult for daughters to have panosa. And therefore, a father is more concerned about his daughter's financial situation than about his sons. Another pshat that the Rishonim suggest is that even though a son takes over his father's place when it comes to Yerusha, it's typical that daughters take better care of their parents than sons, and therefore the father wants to reward the daughter for that effort. Here we're speaking about a woman who's having her first child. And this Gemara follows the opinion of Chizda. Damar of Chizda bas tchila, having girls first, simen yafa labanim, is very positive. Why? Ikadami damar lacha, the older sister helps the mother raise her children. Vikadamri, there won't be an ayin hara. Why won't there be ayin hara? So there's many pshatim. The Rashbam, the Mashah explains, if the firstborn will be a boy, then he's going to get a double portion. That will cause that he should be the subject of an ayin hara, because everybody's going to speak about the extra share that he got. Some say it has nothing to do with being a bechor. When a girl is born, she doesn't affect the Yerusha. And since when a girl is born, it doesn't affect the Yerusha, that's why it's better. I saw the Mefarshim say that one of the proofs that a girl to come first is better is because that's what we find by Moshe Rabbeinu, that his sister Miriam was born before he and Aaron were born. So we see that in that great family, there was a bas tchila. And since there was a bas tchila, that's what we see how great it is. Another pshat that I saw is that we learned earlier in our Masechta that roiv bonim achra echeya aim. So if the first girl is a daughter, and she looks at her mother's brothers, she'll have a model how to help raise her brothers. By having that model on how to raise her brothers, it will have a significant effect on how they turn out. Omar Rav Chisda, but Rav Chisda comments, Ula Didi, Bansan Defilei B'nei. I feel that girls are better than boys. So there are many pshatim what this means. Some say because Rav Chisda was a kohen. So other people having a boy first represents a wonderful opportunity to be able to do the mitzvah of pinyan ben. But he says, I'm a kohen anyway. So even though I'm a kohen, I therefore won't have the mitzvah pinyan ben. So I would prefer to have girls first. Another pshat that some suggest is that Rav Chisda's boys did not survive. And since his boys did not survive, he said, I prefer girls, which is a difficult pshat because there is reason and there's proof that his sons did survive. So another pshat that I saw, that Rav Chisda had wonderful son-in-laws. He said, by having these girls, by having these daughters, I ended up with these wonderful son-in-laws, who are Talmid Chachamim, and that's why, to me, Bantzen Adifle B'nei. V'bai Seima, another pshat, Mishnah Seinu, again, because we began the shir with this question, are girls better or boys better? How many? Amish the Fowl's opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. He asked the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Ilai Rabbi Yehuda the Bakol. Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda of the Brisa that speaks about the Pasuk that's stated by Avram Avinu, the Tanya. The Pasuk says, Avram Zokn Baba Yomim, Hashem Berchs Avram Bakol. Mermei Amir, what was the Bracha? Shaloi Hoyle Bas. He had a special Bracha that he didn't have a daughter. Why is that a problem? Why is that a bracha? So the Ramban in the Torah explains, because if he would have had a daughter, he wouldn't have the right person who to marry off to, because he lived in Canaan, and there weren't men who were worthy that he should take them as a son-in-law, and that's why the bracha was that he didn't have a daughter. Yudama, the bracha was Shahoysel Abbas. On the contrary, the bracha was that he had a daughter. And the name of the daughter was Bakol Shema. And the way the Mefarshim explained, what does that mean? What it means is that with her, once he had his daughter, then Bakol, all of the brachas that somebody could ask for were fulfilled. So we see Rabbi Yehuda holds that having a daughter is preferable. Ask the Gemara, what Rabbi Yehuda says is that he had a daughter as well, but there's no proof that that a girl is preferable to boy. All that it proves is that a girl is a bracha, but not at the expense of a boy. So Tosfos asks, we just said that Avram Avinu was concerned, if he had a daughter, he was concerned, who would he marry her? So Tosfos asks that why couldn't he have married her to Yitzchak? So one Teretz Tosfos suggests is that she was a ketana, and she couldn't marry when she was a ketana. But that is a problem. The reason that's a problem is because Rivka got married to Yitzchak when she was a ketana. So we see that being a ketana is not such a big issue. So the other teretz is that indeed there is no concern about marrying. There is no concern about a ketana. But even though Yitzchak, they got married to sisters, he didn't want her to marry a sister. Why? Because once Yitzchak had a bris milah, everything changed. And including in that is that now that the Torah who said that you shouldn't have a brother shouldn't marry sister, so even though before the bris milah those halachas were sort of optional, now became mandatory that you're not allowed to marry a sister. Another concern about having a daughter is the Chassam Sofer says that marrying off a daughter is expensive. And Avraham Avinu did not know if he'll be able to afford to marry him off. The Divrei Shaul has a different pshat, that according to the opinion that Avraham Avinu had a daughter, Berech Avraham Bekol, what is Berech Avraham Bekol? What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed Avraham Avinu? When we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed Avraham Avinu, it means he gave him everything that it takes to be able to fulfill mitzvahs. And one of the mitzvahs, actually the first mitzvah in the Torah, is Pur Ravu. Pur Ravu tells us that you have to have children and you have to have a son and a daughter. So that's why the bracha was that you should have a daughter And by having a daughter, Bakol, now you will have fulfilled all the mitzvahs that you are obligated to fulfill. And with that, you have done the greatest bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could ask from us. The greatest bracha that one could fulfill in life is to have the opportunity to do all the mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that all the mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. So again, we're looking for Rabbi Yehuda, that the Gemara just said that it is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that girls are preferable. Where do we find this Rabbi Yehuda? It says, it's this Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, mitzvah lozen bonis. One has to support his daughters, the kavachayma lebonim, and certainly for sons, because the boys ask if the Torah are learning Torah. Divrei Rameya. That is the opinion of Rameya. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mitzvah lozen asabonim, the kavachayma lebonis. One should certainly support his daughters, but sons, but certainly his daughters, the Lelitzelin. It's embarrassing if a girl has to go ask for money, and therefore, since it's embarrassing for a girl to have to ask for money, he's concerned about the girl's support more than the boy's support. So the Rishonim ask that this is really repetition of what we said before. We said, L'inyan Havocha, a daughter is preferable to a son. So that was a teretz that the Gemara already offered. What is the Gemara saying again new now that wasn't said before? So the Rishonim saying, this is very much in line with what we explained earlier. When we speak about the word Havocha, the word Havocha could be defined in one of two ways. The word Havocha could be defined what the girl does for the father, and the word Havocha could be defined what the father does for his daughter. And therefore, the Shita, quoting the Rosh, explains the Gemara as such. The Gemara earlier, when he used the word Havocha, was referring to what the daughter does for the father. That now, when the Gemara is using the word Havocha, it's in a different context altogether. Here, it's referencing what the father does for his daughters. Ask the Gemara another question. Elohad Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Yalda, Zachav and Akeva, if somebody had a boy and a girl, Hazachav Naitol, Shisha Denarim, which is a mon and a half. And then the Akeva gets Shnei Demarim, which is a half a mona. B'mai. And as the Rishonim explain, if the case of this Braisa is really just a repetition of what we learned in the Mishnah, where a father gave instructions what the sons and daughters should get upon their birth, so it wouldn't be necessary to... Why is it stated this way? Why is it stated any different than what we learned in the Mishnah? So it must represent something else. Ela hadatanya, ela aravashi, amrit l'shmatz kamed rav kahana. I said this price over to Kahana, and he explained b'masaris. Domar, he said like this, if my wife will have twins, zochetchila, if the first one will be a boy, he'll take masayim, nekeva akrov, and the girl that comes afterwards will like kloma get nothing. Nekeva tchila, if the girl is first, mana, and the zochar that comes after, the boy that will come after, will be a mana. And now yoldo zochar nekeva, the wife indeed had twins, a boy and a girl, v'loya dinin, but we're not quite certain, high nafik minay bereisha, which one was born first. Zachar shakel mana, the boy is entitled to mana, the man of shach, because if he came out first, so the father said he should get 200. 100 is included in 200. And if he came out second, he's also entitled to 100. What about the other mana that we don't know what to do because we don't know if he came out first or second? Have a mamana multiple suffix for chalkin. So many Rishonim comment on this Gemara that throughout Shas and our Shurim we've learned that this halacha, that when we have mamana mutab safik, cholkim, is the opinion of sumchis. But Rabbanan's opinion is, hamotz mechaveira olavaraya. And the question is that this psak that the Bryce is offering, a mamana that cholkim, is it a representation of sumchis's opinion, which is actually not the halacha usually, or could it follow even the opinion of the Rabbanan? And many Rishonim, some Rishonim say yes, that this Braisa follows the opinion of Simchas, who holds Mamana Mutab Safik Chalkim. There are other Rishonim that suggest that this Braisa could even follow the opinion of the Rabbanan. Because when the Rabbanim say, Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Haraya, that's when there's a chazaka on the money, when somebody is muksuk in the money. Here, it's not going to be referring to a case where somebody's muksuk in the money, and in such a situation, even the Rabbanim agree that what we do with the money is divided. Vahad Tanya asked the Gemara, Yalda Zoch in the Keva, Eina Elamana, if she had a boy and a girl, he only gets a mana hechmishkachsla. What is the case of that brisa? That, and as the Rajvam frames the Gemara, that there would be reason, the brisa is saying that she should get, this girl should get Messiah, yet Aloha, she gets a mana. What is the case? Omar Avina, the case has been Masreini. He said, not that he said that he's going to give the boy or the girl who's born this money. He said he's going to give the money to the messenger who delivers the news. The Tanya, if somebody said, Hamavasreini, the man nifta rachmashalivshti, he says, whoever brings me the good news, what my wife had, im zocher, if he brings me the news that my wife had a boy, yitl mona, he'll get him 100. If he comes with the news and says, yol de zocher, noitl, so if he has the boy, noitl mona. If he said, im the keva, if she has a girl in mana, and yalda in the keva, notl mana. Yalda zoch in the keva, what happens if she has twins? Ainli elamana. So we see that's the case that this price is referring to. But as the Gemara, he never spoke about this case. So hazoch in the keva, nami leomar. You can't put words into his mouth. He spoke about notifying me about a boy. He spoke about notifying about a girl, he did not speak about notifying about twins. Says the Gemara, the price must be speaking the Amenami im zoch in the keva. If they end up being twins, a boy and a girl, nami yitamana. So if the father said everything that could happen, so then what is the price coming to teach us? El lemute mai. What is the price coming to teach us? Says the Gemara, lemute nefel. If he was notified that his wife had a baby, and then the child was a nefer, and he did not survive, then the halacha is, that's not what he meant, and he gets nothing. We learned the Mishnah, and we quoted Rishonim that say that the Mishnah is speaking about twins. And why doesn't the Gemara ask this question, that how could we say that the Mishnah is speaking about twins, when the Gemara just said that if he didn't say it and he didn't mention twins, we can't put words in his mouth. So he says, you can't compare the Mishnah to our case, because our Mishnah is speaking about giving to the actual child that's born. So there, the fact that he did or didn't mention twins is less material. Here we're speaking about the person who's giving the news. If we're speaking about the person who's giving the news, there, it may be different. And if he didn't say that I'm going to pay you if you bring me news about a boy and about twins, then he wouldn't have to pay it. The Raiva discusses, what about in all these cases that we spoke about, if he's going to have a boy, he's going to have a girl, what happens if the child that's born is a tuntris, a tumtum on a dragoness? So says the Raiva, we have to assume that when he says boy or girl, he meant to exclude a tumtum and androgynous. And if that is the status of the child who's born, he would get nothing. But so ask the Shita, if the Ravid is correct, so why didn't the Gemara say that as a teretz? Lemuti, tumtum and androgynous. So says the Shita, the Gemara wanted to avoid that teretz, because throughout Halacha, there's a question how to view a tumtum and androgynous. Do we view the tumtum and androgynous as a berry b'fnei atzmai, an independent type of situation? And indeed, that's not what he said. That's not what he meant. Or do we look at a tumtum and androgynous as a sofik zocha, sofik nekeva? If we look at a tumtum and androgynous as a sofik zocha, sofik nekeva, then it would be very different. Then maybe then he would be entitled to the money. So to avoid that question, the Gemara gave a different teretz. Hu damu l'devisa. Somebody said to his wife, nichsi l'hai d'mibart. His wife was pregnant, and he said, the baby that will be born will get my asset. Amar Rav Huna, have a mezakel uber. This is a case, we begin now a sugya of giving ownership to a fetus. And the halacha is hamzaka uba loikana. You can't transfer ownership to such a child. Esrei Rav Nachman Rav Huna asks the Gemara. The Brit Mishnah says and we just learned that he said if my wife has a boy who get 100, the yalda zoch, and that's what happens. But the question is, why is that the halacha? The question is that when he said it, this boy, this child wasn't born, and the child wasn't born. The halacha is we just learned hamzakel oba loikana. Amaleis Rav Huna says to Rav Nachman. I indeed don't know who is the author of our Mishnah. And what he meant to say is, since I can't identify who is the author of our Mishnah, the halacha doesn't follow that opinion, says the Gemara V'lei M'lei. So why didn't he say, I know who's the author of our Mishnah? It's Ramehi, because we have throughout Shas, the opinion of Ramehi is, the Makna Davishla B'loilam, answers the Gemara, Eim the Shamalei Ramehi, when does Ramehi say that you can be makdal davishla b'loilam? It's the thing that you're doing a transaction exists. L'davish ena b'loilam, but to give something to somebody that doesn't exist, mishamdali. So as we're trying to explain, the source from where we know the Rameya holds other makdal davishla b'loilam is the Mishnah speaks in Masech Kedushin on the Samach Gimel, but somebody says to a non-Jewish man, says to a Jewish woman, that after I become a ger, I will be marrying you. Or the same, vice versa. Yisrael says that to a non-Jewish woman. Her Ariat Mekadeshes Le'achsh Tzgairi. Chum hold any Mekadeshes. Ramea holds Mekadeshes. But these people exist in the world. There's a halachic impediment from them being able to get properly married. They're not Jewish. But here, this Uber doesn't exist. So how could you say that Ramea and our Mishnah holds that would be a valid Kenyan? So ask the Gemara, V'lei M'lei, what does Rabbi Rav Huna say that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Yosihi, Dama Uber Kani? He holds that Uber can take ownership. The Tanan, the Mishnah Masechta Yevamos, of Samach Zion Amun Aleph teaches us that if a Bas Yisrael is married to a Kohen and the Kohen passed away, and when the Kohen passed away, she was pregnant. So the halacha is that the servants may not eat truma, because the Uber is an owner of these servants, but only somebody who was born has the ability that his avodim should eat truma. Since he wasn't born, they don't have that ability. And the halacha is, Uber poisel, that means if you have a kahenes who's pregnant with a Yisrael, so then she can't, their avodim can't eat truma, veda machel, but if he's a kohen, he doesn't have the ability to give them truma, divrei Rabbi Yosi. So we see that an Uber is very much very much considered in existence because of this halacha. Answers the Gemara, we can't bring a raya from that halacha. Shani Yerusha Bamela. Hilchas Yerusha are very different. And therefore, an Uber who's getting a Yerusha, and the way I think Pshat is, that gives him a very strong position. Because the Torah gives you the Yerusha, and therefore we can't bring a riot from that to any other place where you want to give something to an Uber. V'lei M'lei. So ask the Mara, why did Rav Huna say that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika? V'lei M'lei, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, Yidam Eloshna Yerusha V'lei Shem Namatana. You can make a kinyan with an Uber. That's not Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika Omer. We learned this Mishnah Daf Kuf Lamed. And Mama Amisha Royal Yarshay. If somebody decided that he's going to give a larger percentage of the Yerusha to someone who is a potential Yerush, a son among sons, or if he doesn't have sons, a daughter amongst daughters, Dvarav Kayamim. And it seems that Rabbi Yochanan is saying his halacha, says the Gemara, even by an Uber. Says the Gemara, Eim the Shamalei Rabbi Yochanan Broka, even though Rabbi Yochanan Broka has been teaching us throughout our Masechta this halacha so many times, says the Gemara, it's only davish yeshna ba'olam, by an existing child. So he says, if it's an existing Yairish, you could change the percentages. But if it's somebody that doesn't exist in the Amar, v'lei m'lei, says the Gemara, why don't we make a combination and say this Mishnah is following Rabbi Yochanan Breika, and he also holds, like Rabbi Yossi, that if it's a Yairish, then it's a much stronger relationship. Says the Gemara, Miyem and the Savalei, how can we necessarily say that Rabbi Yochanan Breika is holding Rabbi Yossi and saying that his opinion is built on Rabbi Yossi? So ask the Gemara, why doesn't Rabbi Huna explain our Mishnah that's speaking about Misraini? We're not talking about the child that's being born. And indeed, the child that's being born is not here yet. And the child that's being born is not here yet, you can't give him ownership. We're speaking about the person who is bringing the message. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's the way we're going to explain the Mishnah, Ihachi, let's continue learning the Mishnah. The Ketani Seifim, Ein Shem Yorish Elohu, Yorish Hakol. That if there's only child that exists, there's a Tomtom, he gets everything. Vi B'masreini, if we're going to say that our Mishnah is speaking, that he's awarding this to the person who brings the news, so how does this din, how does this rule come into our Mishnah? Yorish Ma'evedetei, V'lei Malei. So why, ask the Gemara again, why don't we say that our Mishnah is speaking about a father who promised to give the gift, and the child was already born? Says the Gemara, if we're going to say that the Mishnah is speaking about that the child was already born, Ihocha Diktani Sefer, we said, Komashatel Ishti Yitol, Areza Yitol. If the way he framed the statement is that whatever happens, they should get this money, so then they get it. Koshatel it, but if we're saying that our Mishnah is referring to a case that the child was already born, so the wording of Kol Shetayled is incorrect. Kol Sheyoldu Miboylei. So we still have a question. How could our Mishnah say that when the father says, if you have a boy, this is what I'm going to give, if you have a girl, this is what I'm going to give, that and the child wasn't born, why is this not a concern of Hamazak Ba'uba Leikonah?